Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Start with the DC search. Hey, Joe, do you have a preference? Like, I know they're going to interview a lot of different folks. Some names have come out. There's other names on the list. Is there one that you prefer over any of the others, and why?
Not strongly, no. I mean, honestly, it's so hard for me, just a lay person, to be able to really fully, like, discern the minute details that some of these guys are going to bring to the job, whether it's a Lou Anarumo or a Steve Wilks or, you know, pick your guy, Wink Martindale. Obviously, some guys are going to blitz more. Some guys are going to be, you know, more coverage, you know, heavy. I would like to see a DC that's going to be a little bit more aggressive than what we've seen. But ultimately, I think any defensive coordinator is probably going to come in here and be a little bit more aggressive than what the Falcons were doing on defense last year and not having their edges kind of run out in coverage pretty much constantly. So, no, I don't really have any real kind of preference here, but I would say the one guy who has not, to my knowledge, has been like scheduled for an interview or anything is Dennis Allen from New Orleans. Obviously, the head coach got fired last year, but just because he would have a relationship with Terry, and Terry kind of would, you know, they would know kind of the players that they would want to bring in, and then obviously having a relationship also with Caden Ellis, the guy who's your signal caller on defense and who you're communicating with, and the fact that Dennis Allen is a defensive guy. Obviously, he's kind of the one that I would like, but obviously haven't seen him, as been reported as being linked with the Falcons yet to this point. And that might kind of underscore another, I don't know if it's an issue for the Falcons, but in terms of getting the top tier guys out there, this is a defense that's got a lot of work to be done, a lot of holes to be patched up. And you wonder if the top defensive minds out there are going to see other teams that might be an easier road to success than what is in store for the Falcons.
Joe, do you think it's any way – I mean, obviously, you can have the defensive coordinator by title. It's like people have offensive coordinators by title, but they still call the plays. It's talking about head coach. Do you think it might be a chance that Rob might just want to just take over the play call himself?
I don't think he wants to. Like I think that he did. I don't think he was to the point where he was calling the plays, but – it seems to be, and I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves as much as I can from the reporting that's been done, that he was taking a more hands-on approach with the defense and after the bye, where they had a lot more success, especially rushing the passer. But I don't think that that's what he wanted to be doing. I think that he wants to be the CEO type, you know, who is able to delegate and kind of grow the coaches. I think that Raheem almost sees his role as being someone who's in charge of developing the coaching staff around him, and that coaching staff around him is the one that's actually kind of giving the players their instructions, and so that's how he sees his role. Now, if he has to step in, he will, but ultimately I think he wants a guy who he knows, trusts, and feels like can do the job without him having to pester.
As an esteemed member of the media and our Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game, did you have a problem with the timeline of the firing?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you might.
And, you know, yeah. I mean, I kind of vented to you guys on Thursday after we had just gotten out of that press conference with Terry Fontenot, where we, like, didn't really get any answers. And then, of course, it's like they announced it on Saturday, 2 days after they'd done their last presser with media for the foreseeable future. And now we don't get to kind of ask about why, what did you see in your evaluation that made you come to this point where you wanted to make this decision? Specifically, like, what things on the field were happening that kind of weren't up to muster? Like, that would be very, useful information for Falcons fans to have. And unfortunately, they're not going to be able to get that. And then when you get, and next time we talk to these people, they'll be around the draft. Where, we'll obviously kind of get into some of the defensive stuff when a new coach is hired. But really frustrating that we weren't able to hear from key decision makers and Raheem and Terry about this obviously key decision.
Joe Patrick, are any of these new United rumors, how true are they? Should we get excited that it's possibly Mickey comes back and this other cat he's talking about spending all his bread on?
I think it's time for Elaine. I have fans dust that Miguel Almiron jersey out the closet. I think it's happening, guys. And it's just like the sense that I get, and we're seeing the reporting kind of, so when you're judging these things, you have to just judge the reporting and then think about why this reporting is happening. And ultimately, if Atlanta had any sense, which they do, they would never want a story about them being linked with Miguel Almiron being out there if they didn't think it was going to happen.
That's true. The fact that we're seeing this
reporting, because that would just get people's hopes up.
It'd be very disappointing if it doesn't happen. People are going to be
very bummed out. And Garth says all the time, we do not want to overpromise and underdeliver. We obviously want to do the opposite. And so I think that there would be no way the club would be letting the reporting get to this point if there wasn't some real substance behind it. So I think that he is on the way. And then this other guy, Emmanuel, I don't even know how to actually pronounce his name, Emmanuel Latte Lass. I think that's the best way I know how to pronounce it. I think he's going to be a star in MLS. Atlanta is on the verge of paying out a record transfer fee for this guy from Middlesbrough, but he really does seem to be the real deal in his prime, goal scoring track record at some of the highest levels in the sport. Honestly, it's a coup to get a player of that stature to come over at this point in his career to America to play. And it's really exciting. And when you look at what those two players will add to some of the other players that are already here, it's a really, really solid core. And I think one that with Miguel, obviously Atlanta United fans will be just dying to get behind, which will be great. A great breath of fresh air for this fan base and this team.
Is he the same guy that left? I mean, I know he's older, but is he still capable of what he was when he was here?
I don't think he's the same guy that left Atlanta United, but he does still have some of the same qualities. He still has pace, maybe not exactly the same pace he had, but plenty that will get this team really, really dangerous on the counterattack. The one thing that I'm worried about with him, Andy, is just the injuries. He's kind of not been playing regularly since he's been to Newcastle, and part of that has been down to injuries. Part of it's been down to like the coaching carousel that's been going on over there as well, and the fact that he's kind of a tweener player that is kind of a half winger, half midfielder type. And so I just don't think that Newcastle as a club ever really utilized him the way that he wanted. But when you don't play regularly, you can say like, well, tread that's not worn on the tires, but this isn't football. It's not like guys are like taking hits or anything. You actually want to be playing regularly because that would indicate that you have a certain level of fitness about you and that you are kind of just physically durable to go out there and run and do some of those sprints that are required. So I'm a little bit concerned about that, but it's a concern I'm very willing to take on because I think that there's so much that Miguel can add to the club, both on the field and off, that I think it's an opportunity that Atlanta, it would be very hard to have seen Miguel Almiron go to, especially a nearby club in Charlotte where he's heavily linked for a long time. So glad to have him back in the A for sure.
Be horrible for him, too.
Hell yeah, Charlotte stinks. But JP, you going to be in the building on Monday as a media member or as a fan posing as a media member?
I was just talking to Abe about this. I could have inquired about whether I could have gotten in as a media member. Okay. I'm going to watch it at home. It's one of those things where sometimes you just need that kind of intimate setting with no other people around and just you and a very loud TV where you can get up and yell at times if you need or curse or, a smoke break. I don't know. Whatever floats your fancy. But that's the kind of mode I'm going to be in on Monday night. Which it would have been fun to be in the building, but also you would have had to maintain some level of decor and modesty there in the press box, which I don't know if I could do.
Nah, you're doing the right thing. Like watching your favorite team play in the.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Press box is, you know, be silent.
It's almost torture. It's
awful. Like, if you're working, it's fine. That's no big deal. But, like, you don't want to do that. What do you think happens?
Right. I mean, so I was talking to a friend about this. Like, I haven't been this confident in, you know, in Ohio State in a big game. Let's just call it a big game. It feels a lot like that Florida National Championship where Ohio State ended up getting smoked 41-14, and that was like the start of a big, like, you know, narrative downturn for Ohio State as a program after that Florida loss. But I felt so confident going into that game. I feel like just as confident I feel like going into this game. And the other thing that has me worried about the fact that last time I was this confident the team got blown out is also, maybe it was that Michigan game, actually, that happened about a month ago. And Notre Dame kind of has that similar style of game to Michigan where they're going to want to beat you up front, you know, make the game really quick, keep the clock moving and all that. And so clearly it's not something that Ohio State dealt with well the last time they faced it. So they're going to need to be a lot better. But I think that also the coaching staff has really improved and figured out a way to be the winner in those kinds of games.
Yeah, like him now. We get it.
Yeah,
he's your boy.
We get it. Joe, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.